USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No new deaths are being reported in the South Florida condo collapse, but 150 people are still missing.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
That's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. President Biden in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday discussing the bipartisan infrastructure plan and how it will benefit communities across the country. The president saying the infrastructure plan will make sure all Americans across the United States have high-speed internet.
This bill also helps high-speed internet and make sure it's available to every American home, including 35% of rural families who currently go without it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A record-breaking 43 million people are packing up to hit the roads this holiday weekend, and they're in for some pain at the pump. AAA saying this 4th of July will have the highest gas prices since 2014. Right now, the national average is $3.11, with drivers in California paying the most, followed by Hawaii. Nearly 4 million will fly Thursday and Monday, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic travel. California is adding Florida to the list where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that they believe discriminate against the LGBTQ community. Attorney General Rob Bonta saying the state of Florida has introduced bills that prevent biological men from competing with biological women in school sports. Adding, we are in the midst of discrimination in the country, and the state of California will not support it. Find more news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Pacific Northwest has been baking in triple-digit temperatures. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki from the Ohio Bureau.
Several cities in the Pacific Northwest set new record highs as the region bakes amid a severe heat wave. Seattle made it to 107 degrees Monday, breaking the previous record of 104, which was set on Sunday. Portland, Oregon set a record for the third straight day, reaching 115 degrees. Forecasters say a little relief is on the way for some areas as a dome of high pressure moves to the east, taking the worst of the heat with it. Temperatures in Seattle and Portland should return to the 80s by Wednesday.
Going a little bit more in depth on that story, Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News how he is beating the heat.
Try to get as much air in the house when it's cool and everything like that, and then as soon as it starts heating up, start closing everything down, close the windows, close the blinds. The great thing here is it's only temporary.
Andrew adding,
we don't have a lot of super hot weather. When it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
President Biden says he and the First Lady will likely attend the Tokyo Olympics later next month. Speaking with reporters, Biden says they're trying to work out the details. The Summer Olympics will begin July 23rd in Tokyo. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.